Okay, today's Daf Yud Beis and Shkalim, past the halfway mark. So the Mishnah, I've heard the Mishnah on Yud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to discuss a person who's now makdish all of his nechassim, but he does it stop. He doesn't say whether it's or two is. Kekdesh could be about the kabayis, you know, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, or it could be for, you know, can be makdish things for karbanos, for kedushas haguf. So a makdish nechassav, so he's makdish in nechassav. V'hayu bahen dvarim ru'uyim l'korbanos hatzibur. And amongst the items that he has items that are suitable to be used for a korban tzibur. Now the Gemara explained yesterday, and explaining again today, that the kavani here is that he has ketores, right? Because that's the only thing that can be used, that's the only thing that you have that can only be used for a korban tzibur. It can't be used for a korban yachid. So the Gemara says, what you should do, is yidnasnu l'umanim. When that money comes, and that Torah comes into the Beis HaMikdash, they should give that to the workers. They should give that to the Umanim, the workers, Bischaron, for their work. And this way, I mean, we explained yesterday that the whole procedure, that the Torah goes to Chulin, and then they buy it back, and the Torah comes back in. Okay, that's Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you've got to give it to the Umanim, because he says that the Kodesh that is on, the Torah can be Mechulal, can be desanctified onto work. Even though work is something that's intangible, you can desanctify the ketores onto the work. You don't have to do the whole transference. You just take the ketores and you give it to the workers. The workers then can take the ketores and sell it back. But the ketores can be desanctified onto the work. So Amarlo Ben Azai says to Rabbi Kiva, Eino min amita. That's not what you said. It should be Eino. Right? That's what it shouldn't be Eino. Eino is added. It should really just be He amita. As a question, is that really the case? What you said, that's not true. That's not consistent with the mission that we had on Yud Aleph. There we said that the Mosar Ketores, the leftover Ketores, right, you can't give it straight to the workers because you have to go through the whole transference process of being Mechalel, taking the money, being Mechalel onto the bias, and then the Dusha of the Ketores goes onto the money, and you know, the whole trick that they had. Right, so Ella, what do they do? Mafrishin, you separate from the Ketores Schar HaUmanim. You separate the Umanim are all $1,000. You separate from the Ketores $1,000 worth of Ketores. Umichalin Osan Almos HaUmanim, and then you take other money. You transfer the Ketusha from the Ketores onto those money. Vinosim Osan, and then you give them the Ketores to the Umanim Bischaron. Vichozrim Elochin Osa B'Tshuma Chadasha, and then you go ahead and you repurchase. You repurchase the Ketores from these Umanim, so now that you can use this Ketores with the new, you can use the Ketores this year, because you have it, you bought from the new Truma, and the Umanim now have the cash that they have. So they went through this whole trick. You can't just, like Rabbi Akiva said, you just give them the Ketores right away. Give them the Ketores, and it's theirs, because Ketores can be Mechulal on work. As opposed to Benazir, says, no, the Ketores has to be Mechulal on something tangible. Okay. Now, Hamakdish Nechasav, okay, again, Makdish Nechasav is Makdish all his Nechasim, and Stam, Matish Nechasov, is the Bedek HaBayis, which is for the upkeep. So the idea is that everything that gets sanctified is supposed to then be sold and the money used for the Beis HaMikdash, especially their animals. Right? V'hayyeh ben behema. So he has an animal that's Ru'uya al-Gabi HaMizbeach, Zecharim, V'nekevos. He has, amongst the items that he was Makdish, he has animals that theoretically could have been brought onto his Beach, both male animals can be used for an ola, right? There's no female ola, so there's a ruin of olos, vindicavos. And he also has female animals, which are supposed to go up to, which can be used for korban shlamim. Okay? So Rabbi Lezer says, zecharim yimachru litzorche olos, you take the male animals, which can be brought for olos, and you sell the animals to people who want to bring olos, so now those people have male animals to bring as olos, and the money, I guess, you can then use the bedek habayis, right, so Rebbeleza Omer, Zechar, Yimachu Letzorche Olos, and on the kevos, the female animals, Yimachu Letzorche Zivchei Shlamim, you sell the people who want to bring shlamim, Udimeyem, and the money that you get from the sale, Yiplu Imshar Nechasa of the bedek habayis, they go with the rest of his money, they go to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbeleza says no, Zecharim Atzman Yikru Olos, the males themselves, you can be makriv as a korban ola. In other words, it seems to be moving away from this idea that it's automatically bedek habayis. He said, if you makdish your behemos stam, so maybe you had intent that those are going to be korbanos. So the female ones are going to be for olos. But nikevos, which can't be brought as an ola, that yimachlu letzarchei ziflei shlamim. That should be sold to people who want to bring a korban shlamim. And then with the money, aviba demeim olos. With the money that you sold these female animals for, you bring olos. Ushar nesachi beis kabayis, and the mesud nechasim go to beis kabayis. The question is, why is there a difference? Why does Rabbi Yeshua allow him to take? Why should Rabbi Yeshua say that the male animals are brought directly themselves as an ola, and the female animals have to be then sold for an ola? Why can't the female animals be brought as a shlamim? So the Gemara explains, because when you makrif, when you makadish nechasim, the idea is you want everything to go to beis hamikdash. And the shlamim doesn't all go to the base of Middash. The owner eats some of it. So what you do is you're going to sell that. It's not kulul Hashem. So you sell that shlamim, and then the money can be used to go directly to the base of Middash. So Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Roe ani es divrei Rabbi Lezer mi divrei Rabbi Yeshua. But he said, Rabbi Kiva says, no, I see Rabbi Lezer as being more consistent than Rabbi Yeshua. She Rabbi Lezer hishva es midosav. The Rabbi Yeshua Chilek. Exact point that we just made, Rabbi Kiva says also. I see Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is consistent. Rabbi Lezer says both animals, whether they're male or female, they're both sold, and the money is used for Bet HaKabayis. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the males are hukra, but the females are sold. So he's not consistent amongst the animals. Amar Rabbi Papayas. Rabbi Papayas is second generation Tana. I think it was in the times of Yavne with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So is he older than Rabbi Kiva? Right. Amar Rabbi Papayas, Shamati as Divrei Shneem. I heard, and I think that both of them, I've heard both of their words, meaning both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati as Divrei Shneem. And he's going to say that sometimes I listen to one, sometimes I like the other. He says, Hamatish Beferish. If someone says that specifically, Behemosai V'nichasai L'Hektish, where he separates, doesn't say Kol Nechasim, but he says, once he mentions the Behemos, right, so then that's Kedivra Rabbi Lezer. Then I agree with Rabbi Lezer, because if he's specifying his animals separately, so then what he wants to do, I guess, is to sell them. I guess, right? He doesn't say the behemoth mizbeach, but he says I'm makdish my minachasim and my animals. Then I'm makdish beferish Kedivra Rabbi Lezer. Then makdish stam. If the person just says stam nichasay lehektish, then I say Kedivrei Rabbi Yeshua, because that's what we said before. That means that he wants everything to go to Beis Hamikdash. The only way everything goes to Beis Hamikdash, you could be makriv the males of olos, because that all goes to Beis Hamikdash. But if you makriv shlamim, it doesn't all go to Beis Hamikdash, because he gets to eat some of it. So that's why he's going to sell those, and the money will go to Beis Hamikdash. Hamakdish nechasav, someone who's makdish all is nechasav. V'hayu b'hem devarim ru'uyin legabi mizbeach, and in amongst the items are things that are roi to go on to the mizbeach. For example, yenos, you have wine that can be used for pouring. Ushmanim, when you have oil that can be used to mix with the korban minachos. Va'ofos, he has these birds that can be brought on. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Lezer says, yimachru litzarche osomin, sell them for people who need those items. You sell the wine for people who need nesachim. Sell the oil for people who need to bring minachos. Sell the birds for a woman who just gave birth, who needs to bring a korban ola, who brings to bring korban ofos. Right? V'yaviv demeim olos. And then the money that you get, take that money, and you can buy them, use that money to buy an ola. So even though the birds can be brought as an ola, the money's going to make a drasha that you want to buy animals with an ola. Ushar nesachim, ushar nechasim, yiplu lebedek abayis. And the rest of the property, other than these shmanim and ofos and yinos, you just bring lebedek abayis. What? Why couldn't they use all the wine themselves? That's a good question. That all goes straight on. That goes straight onto the mizbeach, right? So the shmoni might not all go on the mizbeach. Only the kolmetz goes on the mizbeach, but the wine gets poured on the mizbeach. So why not? No. Here's a question. No. Maybe I don't remember. Maybe the Gemara's going to talk about it. Let's see. Okay. The Mishnah said, right, you had makdish nechasov, you had makdish olam nechasim, and you had amongst them dvarim ruin the korban of tzibur. Rav Yochanan Omer, what does it mean, dvarim ruin the korban of tzibur? That's ketores. You have ketores, and that's what we used yesterday as a proof to show to one side that said that ketores doesn't need to be made in the klisharis, because someone has it in their house. Amar Rav Oshia, says, this is, according to many girsas, this is not here, because this is just lifted from the Gemara yesterday, because this was the Gemara that said yesterday, it's not a raya that ketores can be made. Not a raya that ketores needs to be can be made in a non klisharis. maybe we're talking about Koresh that was made in the house of right, he says Tipot there, Be'uman Mishal Beis Avtinas Shainoto B'schor K'toris. Maybe it's somebody from Beit Timas who was one of the workers, and he got the K'toris as a schar, so the schar still, the K'toris was made in the Klisharitz, and now he's just getting the K'toris paid, and that's why it's in his house. But the Gemara, the Gears has taken out here, but it's not necessary here, because we're not answering that question. So we just read it, but it's not necessarily here in the Gears. So now the Gemara said, the Gemara brings the reason for Ben Azai, who makes the distinction in our, who was cholik on Rabbi Akiva, right? He's cholik on Rabbi Yeshua, right? No, he's cholik on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that, you know, Rabbi Akiva said that you take the ketores that was somebody was makdish and you give it straight to the workers. And Ben Azai said you can't do that. First, you have to do mechalel it on something. So Ben Azai, my time is Ben Azai. She'ein hektesh miskalel al malacha el amos. Hektesh can't be mechulel, can't de-sanctify something onto avoda, onto work. Right? What's the case over here? The person does work, he's owed money. So you take the ketores, which is kodesh, and giving him the ketores in lieu of the malacha, and that's going to make the ketores chulin. Ben Azai says you can't do that. It has to be something tangible, right? Ela elamos. You have to desanctify it onto something tangible, which means you have to go through the process first of making sure the ketores gets transferred to the money, and then the money can, and then the ketores goes to the person. Then you can buy back the ketores. Okay. Great. The Mishnah had this right. The Mishnah has this machlokus in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua with somebody who's makdish his nechasim and he has behemos in there. So if he's makdish them to bedek abayis or mizbeach, that seems to be the machlokus. So tamad taninan, right? Because that was the machlokus about the olos. So tamad taninan. We learned there in a Mishnah, there is Mesechus Tumura, and there the Mishnayis and Mesechus Truma go through different chumras that kachim mizbeach have over kachim bedek abayis, and different chumras that kachim bedek abayis have over kachim mizbeach. And that's what we picks up. The Mishnah says, Yesh b'kachei bedek abayis. There's certain things that are applied to kachei bedek abayis that don't apply to kachei mizbeach. Number one, shestam hekdeshos le bedek abayis. If someone is mocked to something stam without specifying, doesn't explain where it's going to, the assumption is it goes to bedek abayis. Hekdesh bedek abayis chal alakol. If you mocked to bedek, if you can be, you can take anything and be mocked to bedek abayis. For example, Eitzim, Avonim, there's always a way to do it to Bedek Abayis, because you can just either, if either Bedek Abayis needs it, or you sell it and give them the cash. But when it comes to Kachay Guf, you can only be Matush things that actually can go on to the Mizbeach. Umolim Bigduleim. And Kachay Bedek Abayis, let's say you're Matush a chicken for Bedek Abayis, even its offspring, even its egg, has Kedusha, and if you use it, you'll be Chai for Me'ila. I guess when it comes to Kachay Guf, if an animal gives birth, the offspring, according to this Mishnah, is not considered kachim, and therefore, if you use it, you wouldn't violate Mi'ila. It says, Ve'ein bahen hanoya lekohanim. Kachay bedek abayis, the kohanim derive no benefit from it, because it's sold, and all of it goes to the treasury, to the temple, to be used for upkeep. But when it comes to kachay guf, no matter what the korban is, even an ola, which is kulo kolom mizbeach, the kohanim get the skins, they get the hides. So when it comes to kachay guf, the kohanim do get hanar from it. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, the fact that our Mishnah here said that stam hekdeshos go to bedek abayis, so even if there's an animal amongst the things that you send to makdish it, that's the Rabbi Eliezer he. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said that no matter what, whether they're male or female, animals amongst, you sell the females and to somebody who needs a shlamim, you sell the males to somebody who needs an ola, and all the money goes to the bedek abayis, but you're selling them both. So he's saying over here, I'm Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah, Hamakish nechasev ha'isav ha'en behema, ru'u yagav mizbeach, zacharim v'nekevos, Rabbi Eliezer omer, zacharim yumachru l'tzorche olos, v'nekevos yumachru l'tzorche zivche shlamim, u'demeyem yipulum shar nechasev l'betek abayis, meaning everything, even the animals that are roy to go into mizbeach, since you said you were not to stam, it all goes to betek abayis, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who made this distinction between the Zacharim and the Nekevos, the Zacharim themselves were hukrav as an Ola, which means even if you were Makdish Tam, when it came to the animals, you may have had intent that those go up onto Mizbeach because they have Kedushas HaGuf. So now, and so the Gemara is going to explain the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, I believe. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taima de Rabbi Eliezer, the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says that Stam Hekdeshos, even a behema, a pure animal that has roi that goes beach, goes to bedek abayis, because it darshens from a pasuk. Right, this is a pasuk of Vayikruch of Zion. So the full pasukim are v'ish ki yakdish as beso kodesh l'Hashem, a person's makdish as house to make him kodesh to Hashem. V'heirichu ha'kohen, and the kohen or evaluates them ben tov l'ra, whether it's good or bad. Kasher yiricha so ha'kohen ken yakum, whatever the evaluation is, that's what it is. V'man makdish yiga'al as beso, and if he wants to redeem what he was makdish, v'yasof chamishas kesef echa alav ha'ilo, he has to add a fifth, which is really a fourth, so he has to add 25% to get it back. So the pasuk says, v'ish ki yakdish as beso kodesh l'Hashem. If a person is makdish his house to make it kodesh l'Hashem, so b'ma ani mekayimin, b'ma anan kayimin. What are we establishing that this pasuk is talking about? Which type of kedusha? What's type of house? Im v'deis dira. If we're talking about that he was makdish mamish his house, right? His structure, his house. That can't be because. And that, therefore, it's kedushas bedek abayis, but that can be kvar ksiv, because the pasuk says afterwards, v'ma makdish yiga'al es beso. It's talking about a beso. Why does it have to say beso twice? Ella ki anank, I'm not sure what that means. Ki anank ha'imin, what the kavana is a makdish nechasav. If you makdish all your nechasim, all your possessions, right? Anything that's in your house, right? And what's in your house is even the animals, right? And the pasuk says, kodesh l'Hashem, it concludes. Mikan shestam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. You see from here that Gra has to add Gra and the words because the pasuk says kodesh l'Hashem. It goes completely to Hashem. Therefore, you see shestam hekdeshos. Even the animals are lebedek habayis because that's the only way to make it completely kodesh l'Hashem is for it to go to bedek habayis. If it's not, if you could bring it as a carbon, which is a goof, like we said before, it's not kodesh l'Hashem completely because the kohanim get parts of it. Katas to get food, the Ola to get the hides, so it's not Kaddish Lashem. So because the Pasuk is talking about Makdish Nechasav and uses the words Kaddish Lashem, proves that Stam Hekdesh goes to Bedek Abayis. And so now, the Gemara is going to bring a Machlokas Amorayim as to what the Machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, when you Makdish Nechasim, including the animals are all sold. But when it comes, and Rabbi Yeshua said, no, the Zecharim, the males, can be brought as a korban all of themselves. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rabbi Ze'era, Rabbi Huna b'shem Rav. So it's good, because you have Rabbi Ze'era is a third generation Amora, Rav Huna is a second generation Amora, and Rav is a first generation Amora, so that works. So b'may plegin, so what is this machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So we're towards the bottom on Yud Beis. Right, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, b'ma pligin. It's b'makdish nechasav. It's when you makdish all of your nechasim. Aval makdish edro. But if a person stam says, I makdish my animals, I makdish my flock. So there, he's only makdish his flock and not anything, not his chairs and tables and stuff like that. But makdish edro, kol amamodi shehu mizbeach. There, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that if you say, I'm makdish my animals, why would you be makdish your animals? That goes to the flock. So, Marcel, Yud Beis in the Masifta, on the left column, Yud Beis. Okay? Aval makdish etro kol amamodi shehu mizbeach. Then that's Rabbi Zeira, Rav Huna b'shem Rav. But Rabbi Ba, which is Rabbi Abba, says, brings a Mesoah from Rav Huna b'shem Rav. It says, no, ma pligin, where is their machlokas? Their machlokas, if you makdish stam, the flock. So and they have males and females. Rabbi Lezer says that if you're makdish stam, that means bedek abayis, even if you're only makdish animals. Right? Aval makdish nechasav, but if you're makdish nechasav, kol amemode shulu bedek abayis. Then even Rabbi Lezer will agree that everything goes to bedek abayis. But he's going to say, but Rabbi, if you're makdish edro, only if you're makdish edro, according to the second shita, if you're makdish edro stam, Rabbi Shu would still say that it all goes to Bedek Abayis. You would have to say specifically, I'm makdish my behemos for the Mizbeach. So, Aldate de Rabbi Zeira Nicha. So the Zeira, sorry, that is Rabbi Zeira Nicha. The first way of saying it, the way Rabbi Zeira brought it down, that makes sense as to why Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are cholik. Because there he's saying, if you're makdish the Nechasim, you include everything together, so that's the Bedek Abayis for Rabbi Lezer. But if you're makdish the flock, why else would you makdish the flock? Must be for the behemos, but right. So al-makdish, so al dati Rabbi Zeira Nicha, but kasha al the Rabbi Ba. Right, but it's a kasha Rabbi Ba because the Gemara is saying behemo lav mizbeachi. Why else would you be makdish the behemos? Rabbi Ba's Masora says that if you're makdish edro, there's a machlokas, and Rabbi Lezer says that if you only makdish Ezra, you still only makdish it in the Bedek Abayis. Why? Why else would you be makdish your flock? So Gemara gives what I think is a different answer. The Gemara says, Behemah l'mizbeachi. The Behemah is already what it's roya for the Mizbeach. The Lama Sasha Me'izel. So if the Behemah is already for the Mizbeach, why did this person not just say, you know, the Behemah is going for the Mizbeach? Why did he say it's Stam? Must be Huka Omer Lo Yel Bedek Abayis. It must be because he's going to Bedek Abayis. I find that difficult because if it's Stam, that if Stam Behemah is roya to Beis HaMikdash, then if you makish it Stam, you makish it for its simple purpose. Why should he have to now say, oh, it's for the, on the contrary, he should say, to be motzi from the Stam, he should say Lebedek Abayis. But the Gemara doesn't go that way.
When you have an animal that's roya Mizbeach, you're not allowed to designate Bedek Abayis.
But assuming that is the case, but still it's chal. Right, it would still be chal. Okay. Now the Gemara brings another shita, another. We just had Rabbi Zeira. I don't know who the halacha goes. Okay. All right. So I'm having enough time trying to figure. Right. I'm a difficult time enough figuring out the Gemara here. So. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, right? So we had the Tzvachlokas, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, and the Mishnah. We had two ways of explaining it. We have Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Ba. And now we have Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Shnaya. It makes no difference. The Machlokas is both Lo Shnaya, he be Makish Nechasav, he be Makish Edro, he Machlokas. The Machlokas across the board, whether you're Makish Kol Nechasav or you're Makish just a flock, it's still going to be the same Machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. So now, the Gemara has the following case. Rav Huna, okay, right, it says Rav Huna b'shem Rav. So it's Rav Huna b'shem Rav. They're both from Bavel, and Rabbi Yavohu b'shem Rav Yochanan, and they're from Eretz Yisrael. So it's the same Masorah, both from Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. They both say Kotshe Bedek Abayis. If a person, right, I guess you're right. Let's say a person did what he's not supposed to do. He was Mekadesh animals. He was Mekadesh animals for Bedek Abayis, right? So these animals, halacha is, in Kashrus Bedek Abayis, they're not allowed to be, so you can't work them, right? And everything's usser. But what you could do, shepoda'an temimin. But you redeemed them when they still had no blemish. You redeemed them unblemished. Again, so you had these animals, which shouldn't have been made Bedek Abayis, but you did. And then you redeemed them when they were still, even though they still had no blemish, because normally, if you're Makadish an animal, to Mizbeach, it only can be redeemed once it gets a mum. Here, they were Makadish to Bedek Abayis, so they redeemed them even without a mum. Yotzu l'chulin. They go to chulin, and you're allowed to do any avoda with them, you're allowed to milk them, everything is mutter, right? You know, the Gemara Tumur says, if you're matbis tamim in the Bedek Abayis, when you're not supposed to redeem them, you're only supposed to redeem them only for the Mizbeach. And here, he was redeemed to go chulin, they go chulin. So now the Gemara says, okay, so let me just see for a second. This is the part that I don't understand, right? Yeah, okay. The flow here I have problems with. Okay. So Masnisa Amrakein. So the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a raya that our Mishnah, we have a Mishnah that says the same thing, because this is a Mishnah in Chulin and Bechoros that it says over there, so I'm not sure what the raya says there, it says over there, Vladon v'chalavon, Mutter la'achar pidyonan, which I guess is like us, that their offspring and their milk is mutter after they're redeemed. So I don't understand, what is this, a raya or is this a question? I'm not sure what's going on here. Okay. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda. So now Rav Chizkiya, I'm sorry, I'm just going to skip that. Rav Chizkiya says in the name of Rav Chizda, he limits the dinner of Rav Yochanan. Right, Rav Yochanan said, the animals that are muktash lebedek abayis, and then you redeem them even though they're unblemished, they go to chulin. So he says, Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda tipater, says that shepida'an t'mimin v'humimu. The only time you're allowed to use them is if you redeem them when they were unblemished, but you can only, and then they got a blemish after they were redeemed, then you can use them, then they go chulin. And now Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chizda masnis.
Sorry, what is the word makbilah?
Which word?
I
think it gives a caveat, it limits, like a gvul, right? Okay. I thought it means to put up a border. Gimel. Yeah. Magdila, that's like the Gvul, Mishmar Gvul, the border police, I think it was to limit. Okay. Rav Chizkia b'shem Rav, sorry, I did that, okay. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chizda says, Masnisa Amar Kain is also arrived from the Mishnah that says, Vladon, the Chalavon, here says, Asra la'achar pidyonon. It's Asra after it's pidyon. So why is it, we just said it's mutter. So how could it be Asra? So it's Asra after it's redeemed, but it becomes mutter after, if it got a mum later on. Okay. So Rav Chizkia b'shem Rav Yosef says, no. If it's bedek abayis, if you were matters this animal to bedek abayis, and then you redeemed it when it's unblemished, it goes straight to chulin. Because if you don't say that, lo yatsu lechulin, that they don't go to chulin, heyach kachim is beyach cholim a kachim bedek abayis. So this is a good question. It has to go, but kachim bedek abayis has to go out to be chulin. Because what we say with these, let's say the animals are kachim bedek abayis, what you do is you sell them. And they're used by other people to become karbanos. Well, if they don't go to chulin upon the sale, then how can these other people use them as karbanos? Kachik guf cannot be chal on kachik bedek abayis. Kodesh can't be chal on kodesh. So if these animals maintain their status of bedek abayis, then nobody else can put them on them the status of kachik guf. So it must be that these kachik bedek abayis animals, when they're sold, it goes completely to chulin, and then the purchasers can place upon them now kachik kodesh guf. Okay, now the Gemara says something else. I have a big question mark here. I'm just going to read it. I apologize. It says, I'm not sure if this is an answer or this is a proof. It says, Bali mumim kachim is be'achal aleyem liyoda mila legizem alavoda, which basically means blemished animals, the kachim is be'ach can be chal on them. For what things is a chal on them? For liyoda mila, for what things? For shearing and for work. I don't know what the Gemara is doing with this. I don't know. Here he says that the Gemara is now disproving the raya that we just did. Right? He says that, I don't know. Okay, second thing, I apologize, I don't know. Okay, but it's a good thing because it's right at the end of the sugya, so we'll just, yeah, we'll do it for homework, and we'll go vaita. Okay, that's the best thing and worst thing about Daf Yomi. Okay. So now, the Gemara brings a brisa that a person is makdish the wrong type of animal for his karban. Right, if we hear the Mefarshim bring down and say that this following sugya has no connection to our Mishnah except for the fact that it brings Rabbi Yeshua who was in our Mishnah.
Oh, I it's explained here.
Yeah.
If you have a Baal Mum,
okay,
they are on Bedek Abayis, they will be allowed to give them Avoda. The minute you mekarish them to the Kedusha Mizbeach, they become forbidden for that. Even though they are Baal Mum, they become forbidden for giving them Avoda.
So in other words, when it comes, so you can be, so...
If you make Kaddish from Mizbeach, and they're Bar Mum, now you cannot order and do Gizel there anymore.
Okay, so how does that go back and either become a Raya or a question of what we just said?
Oh, I don't know.
Right, okay. Okay. See, stage two. All right. So, Hifrish Nekeva Lo Lasso, Ulepischo Ulashamo. You separated a female animal either for your Korban Ola, which needs to be male, for your Korban Pesach, which needs to be male, or your Korban Asham, which needs to be male. So is the Kedusha Chal? According to here, it says yes, Ose Temura. It would still be Temura. Temura would still be Chal on it. Meaning if I say, oh my gosh, I made this Nekeva for my Korban Ola, so the Kedusha that's Chal on this should be Chal on that. I violate Temura, they're both Kodesh, I have the whole, whatever the Melachos of Temura apply. Meaning the Kedusha, if the Kedusha was not Chal, then you wouldn't have a violation of Temura, because animal A wouldn't have Kedusha. But by the fact showing that there is Temura, that means there's Kedusha Chal on animal A, even though you were makdish it for the wrong, you were makdish the wrong species, the wrong, right, the wrong gender for the Korban.
Yeah, but we learned in Tzach that if you do that, it's like you did nothing.
Well, that's what Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says, Ola osa Temura. When it comes to the Ola, it makes Temura. The Ola can make Temura, because we'll see that there are certain times where an Ola can be used, a male can be used as an Ola. So male does apply to Ola. Right, the Ola Osa Temura, Ulepisko Lashamo ain't Osa Temura. But for the Korban Pesach and the Korban Asham, it will not make Temura. We'll see the reason why. Maybe because the Kedusha is not Chal. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he says the name of Shimon, Ulelasso Ulepisko Lashamo ain't Osa Temura. Like you said, no, they did the wrong thing. It's ain't Osa Temura, it's not Chal. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon, who says Dafka the Nekeva for the Ola is Osa Temura? He says Shechematzino Nekeva ba'of Ksheira lo Ola, because we know that by your birds the Ola can come as a female. So therefore, within the concept of Ola, there is a concept of females. So therefore, even though this animal can't be brought, but Ola does apply to females, and therefore the Ola will have Kedusha, and the Tamura would work. Right? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taimed Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, which is the third Shita, which says that it doesn't call on anything, he says, Im min bin mino hu chalak alav, kol shekein min she'eno mino, he says, when it comes to these, I guess he says all of them are not good. He says, im min bimino, let's say you have a korban asham that has to be brought by a male, and you bring a male that's too old, right? The korban asham has to be a year old. Korban Pesach also has to be within the first year. And you bring it a year older, too old. So that's a min bimino, and it's still no good. If I am makdish for my korban asham, a male that's too old, it's not chal. So if min b'mino, it's not chal. Min b'she'enu mino. If I use a female, it's going to be chal. He says, no, it can't be. It says, im min b'mino hu chaluk alav. Kol shekein min b'she'enu mino. So ezu min b'mino, shehu chaluk alav. What's the case of min b'mino? Kadotani, like we learned in this following price. So Ashram ben Shana, an Ashram has to be born as a year old, like an Ashram Nazir, an Ashram Mitzora, right? It says it's a kevis, so that's to be a year old. The Hevi ben Shnayim, he brought a two-year-old. Or he was supposed to bring a ben Shtayim, two-year-old Asham, like an Asham Gazela, an Asham Me'il, an Asham Shecha Harufa, there called an Ayel, that has to be 2 years old. Vehevi ben Shalosh, and he brings a three-year-old. Lo Yatza, he's not Yotzi, he's Dechova. That's a Min B'mino. So if Min B'mino, it's not going to be Chal. So Min B'mino, it's not going to be Chal. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who holds that there's no Kedusha. Viv Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, who says that what happened was when you were makdish all your nechassim, and amongst your nechassim were males and female animals. Rabbi Yeshua said that the males go to the Ola, and the females have to be sold. He says, right, Shneim Amur Davar Echad. Right, they both say something, they both say the same thing, that if you're makdish dov something that's not ro'i, the kedusha is not chal. What does Rabbi Yeshua say that? Kamad Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Nikeva lo'olo lo kitcha ela hekdesh damim. He said that the nekema, the female animal is not ro'i to be, when you say my nechassim are kadosh la'Hashem, that means it has to go completely to Hashem. The nekeva is not ro'i to go completely to Hashem as an ola, because the nekeva can't go as an ola, so therefore what you do is you have to sell it. So if it's not roi to for what it's hooked us, it's not chal, right? Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to cable olo kitcha ela kadosh damin. Came Rabbi Shimon Omer, so too Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says that nekevel olo kitcha ela hektish damin. That if you're makdish the cable for an ola, it's only way it can work if you're makdish it for its monetary value. In Tamar, kacha kedusha guf yiru. But if you say, because if you said that if you're makdish the nekeva that it gets kedusha saguf, then you shouldn't be able to redeem it. You just have to be able to wait. You have to wait for a mum. Because it has Kedusha Saguf. The fact he says it can go right away, and you can just sell it, that means it only has Kedusha Damim. Okay. Because now the Gemara is going to continue. We just had this little sidetrack. So now the Gemara is going to continue in this Brisa, right? The Brisa about before, if you were mafresh in the Keva for the Ola, for the Keva for your Pesach, and the Keva for your Asham. So Amar Rebbe says, so is it Ein? You have Ein in there? Right, ain't any. So I want to say that.
Yeah.
I'm calling Rishon and Tiknas a Girsa Thinu Aniroah, I very badly. Ain't any. Okay. So the Girsa Nisham says Aniroah, and they fixed it like the Bible says Ain't Aniroah, which means I don't agree. Ain't Aniroah Divrei Rabbi Shimon the Pesach. I don't agree to Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the Korban Pesach, meaning that the Korban Pesach, the female that was hooked us as a Korban Pesach, has Kedusha. It does not have Kedusha, right? He only said that, Rabbi Shimon only said that it's only the Ola, the female Ola, gets Kedusha. He says, Ani Roa is different Rabbi Shimon, be Korban Pesach, Shere Moser Pesach, Ba Shlamim. Because what happens if you have leftover Korban Pesach? It comes into a Shlamim. The Shlamim can be brought for a female. So there is a possibility for Kedusha to be Chal. I'm makdish this female to be a Korban Pesach. It can't be brought as a Korban Pesach, but theoretically, if it's left over, if let's say I went on to a different group, and that animal's left over, it's brought as a Shlamim. Shlamim can be brought as a female. So therefore, he thinks that the hektish would be chal on this female korban pesach, and tamura would work if you did tamura. Again, you're not supposed to, but it would work if you did. Right? So the lema. So maybe he should say in Niroa Divrei Reb Shimon Basham. He should say the same thing about the Korban Asham. Why? Because Shemoser Asham Bala Ola, a leftover Korban Asham. I guess I have a leftover Korban Asham. A leftover Korban Asham is brought as an Ola. Right, and right. So even though an Ola animal can't be brought as a female, but an Ola bird can be brought as a female, so since the leftover Asham transfers into an Ola, and the Ola we said the Hektish is Chal, so the Asham should be Chal as well. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Avin, Im Hektish Pesach Ba Shlamim, Gufo Karav Shlamim. Im Hektish Asham Ba Ola, Ein Gufo Karav Ola. I said, you think he's saying, like, no, the difference is, by Korban Pesach, if you're Makdish and you have a leftover Korban Pesach, it itself is brought as a Korban Shlamim. The animal itself is brought. But the leftover Korban Asham, the animal itself is not brought as an Ola. The animal is, the leftover Asham is then sold, and with the money you buy a Korban Ola. So there's a big difference between the Pesach, and so that's why the Pesach, I can say it has a status of a Shlamim, and therefore if you makdish the female, it become Kodesh. But by the Asham, if you makdish the female, it's not going to become Kodesh, even though it's brought as an Ola, because it's not itself brought as an Ola. Its value is brought as an Ola. So that is a distinction. So the Gemara says, so Mahu Kidon, what's the reason for the Tanakama who says that if you're makrish in the Keva for the Asham, it does become Tamura. Now we understand the Ola. The Ola you can say because they have the Ola by the Oaf. By the Pesach you can say that he holds that the Moser Pesach Shlamim. But what's with the Asham? We never found it. So he says, Hahein Amar, the Tanakama holds, Hektesh Damim Kadosh, Vehein Hektesh Damim Kadosh. Vehein Amar, Hektesh Gufo Kadosh. But the Tanakama holds that if a Makdish something, even just for the Damim, it gets Kadosh, it gets a certain status as Kadosh as a Gof, because it's an animal, and therefore I guess it could only be redeemed, it would only be redeemed after it gets a Mum. So he gives, even though it's only Hektesh Damim, he gives us this raised status, and this raised status would create it to create the possibility of Tamura. Whereas opposed to Rebbe holds that only Hektesh Gufo Kadosh. Dafka, if you makdish a behema with Kadosh as a Guf, does it get this higher status that it can't be redeemed unless it gets a Mum? Tanakhama would say no. Once a makdish an animal, even though a makdish it for Kadosh as Damim, it still has a higher level and can only be redeemed after it gets a Mum. If it gets to that higher level, it only can be redeemed after it gets a Mum. Therefore, it gets this Kadosh, it has this Kadosh as Guf status to it. And therefore, Tamura would work. Make sure. I mean, you have to answer for him like that, something like that, because otherwise it's difficult. Okay. Okay, a little further. The Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah said, if you're Makis and the Chasim, and you had amongst them, you had an animal that's roy to go in the Mizbeach, okay, Rabbi Yeshua said, the Zacharim go as the Olos, and then the cables have to be sold for the purpose of a Shlamim. And with the money, you bring Olos. And the rest of the Chasim fall to Bedek Abayis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Rabbi Zeira says the name of Reish Lakish. Time it to Rabbi Yeshua. What's the reason why Rabbi Yeshua says that that only the males go up as the olos, but then the cables have to be sold and they can't be used as shlamim? Because the pasuk says Daber al Aaron, el banav, v'kol bnei Yisrael, v'armarta aleihem ish ish mi beis Yisrael, u'minager hagar b'Yisrael, asher yakriv korbanol lechol midrayim lechol midvosam, asher yakrivu laHashem ola. So he says, Hakol Karav Ola. Okay, so it's a whole drasha here. Okay, so he says, he's darshing the words, I'm just reading from the Masifta. He's darshing the words, L'chol Nidreim, L'chol Nivosam, that anything that you donate Stam, whether it's the Chasim, whether it's the Behema, whether it's just the hides, Hakol Karav Ola. Right, the end of the Pasuk says, Asher Yakriv L'Hashem L'Ola. So the end of the Pasuk says, L'Hashem Ola, it doesn't say L'Hashem Shlamim. Therefore, it can go up as an Ola. Now, whatever you can bring to an Ola, whatever you can bring as an Ola, you bring as Ola. So the males bring as an Ola. The females sell, and with the money, bring Olos. Then the Pasuk afterwards says, Lirtzonchem Tamim Zachar, then it says, Babakar Baksavim Ba'izim. So Minayin Shafilu Nekevos. How do you know that even the females, like in our mission, the females should also be brought as an Ola? How do you bring the females as an Ola as you sell them? Tamad Loma Babakar. It says Babakar, which is the cattle, and cattle includes even females, Larabos has in the Kavos. Problem is, as the Pasuk now points out, it says, Zachar Rabakar. So why are you, it says male. So why are you including female? So Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Elazar Shaul, he asks, right, Ksiv Zachar, it says males, which excludes females, Va'at Amar Babakar, Larabos in the Kavos. The pasuk specifically says male, and how you're using a pasuk to include females, right? So he says, "Iksiv tamim." It says unblemished. That's lamayit balimumim. The atamart babakar l'rabos balimumim, and that comes to include balimumim. In other words, you have a balimum, you can sell it also to come to as an ola. So I guess the Gemara says, so my be nohan, what's the chiluk between the kevos that you're marbe and balmum that you're not marbe? Why you? It says zachar, which means males, and then you include, you take the word bakar and you include the kevos. Why don't you include balmum also with the word bakar? So Amar Rav Amar Shifta Dikatka Benehem. What does that mean? Shifta Dikatka Benehem. The shed stick is between them, right? There's a piece of stick between them. I guess he says there's a big difference between females and balimum, because females, right, they're not royu for this karbon, but they're royu for other karbonos, whereas opposed to a balimum is not royu for any karbon. So don't tell me, oh, that babakar is going to include balimum, and why would you include babakar? Why would you include balimum? It doesn't make sense. In the kevos, I'll include. Yeah, let's stop here. I'll stop here by the two dots on the bottom. I'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow, Shabbos, daf is at 6:15. Okay, it's in the afternoon. Okay. Shkach.